Welcome back to This Green Earth, a weekly talk show on the environment, our impacts upon it, our relationship with it. I'm Chris Cherniak. Co-host this week is Carolyn Wara, and she's also here to talk a little bit about what's going on in the recycling business, and specifically what we here in Park City and Summit County do to recycle materials. And you brought in a table, Carolyn, that summarized just the number of materials that Recycle Utah took in, let's say, processed, and otherwise, you know, recycled in one form or another, just in the year 2018. Okay, and I just want to start with this bottom line number. The total number of pounds of material recycled, and we'll break this down a little bit, was roughly 4 million pounds is what you took in and processed just last year.
Yep, 1 year alone. Yeah.
So over 28 years that Recycle Utah has been in operation, if we scale that number down somewhat, I come up with nearly 100 million pounds of material, plus or minus, that has been processed by Recycle Utah over its 20 years. That's 100 million pounds of material that may otherwise end up in the landfill.
Right.
Most of it.
Yeah.
But it could also end up on our roadside as litter. It could end up just in people's garages and backyards as junk.
Yeah, I would question if we would, Summit County has a recycle bin and a trash bin. I wonder if that would be enough
right.
for the residents here without Recycle Utah's presence. You know, more of these pounds would be going in those bins, and I'm not sure if we'd get by with recycling every other week and trash every week. I think they'd
right. So that's one of the critical services that you provide, that Recycle Utah mm-hmm. has provided over the 28 years of existence. Every year, roughly, you know, millions of pounds of material. And so let's break these down a little bit. I was just looking at glass. Now you take brown, green, clear glass, etc. Just in glass alone, just last year, 1.7 million pounds of glass came to your facility or through your facility.
Right. That's a heavy number because glass, again, is heavy. But then again, too, this town knows Recycle Utah for recycling their glass. That's been a big role we've had for a long time. And then I think this town likes to enjoy their glass and what's in it. So
okay.
It's also
and I estimated
factor.
That, let's say, roughly a 1 pound per bottle. Okay, that's water bottle, soda bottles, or mostly wine bottles. This is probably the primary sort of
wine
bottles,
and liquor
bottles.
Yeah.
At 1 pound, that's 1.7 million bottles.
This town likes to party.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's trying to give you a sense of how much material you process. Again, majority of that would probably end up in people's trash and dumpsters and go to the landfill.
Right. So Summit County residents, glass is not allowed in your curbside recycling bin. It hasn't been for a long time since the curbside bin has existed. So we'd have to be throwing our glass into the landfill if it wasn't for us being here. Or we'd have glass going recycling and contaminating the whole load, which also cannot happen. So.
Okay. So but let's look at another one. Aluminum, basically cans. Okay. Roughly 14,000 pounds of aluminum, mostly cans, came through your facility last year. So again, over 20 years, it's you factor conservative estimate is some 300,000 pounds of aluminum at 1/10 of a pound per can over your 28 years. That's 3 million cans you've processed.
Right, and I have a fun fact for you about aluminum.
Okay.
Aluminum is a very quickly, easily recyclable item, can be recycled tons and tons of times. If you drink out of an aluminum can, it could be recycled in a new aluminum can 3 or 4 months later. So you could be drinking the same can 3 or 4 months later.
Yeah.
Aluminum is very quickly recycled, very easy to send to the market.
And energy efficient to recycle it versus making a new can out of virgin
right.
material.
Aluminum is one of the best easily recyclable items and usually one of the items made from the most recycled materials. So if you're in the liquor store and your beer comes in glass or aluminum, pick aluminum. It's a little bit easier to recycle.
So millions of cans.
Yep.
Aluminum cans have been recycled through Recycle Utah over the 28 years. I'm just trying to get put some of these numbers, not on just the yield, but over the lifespan of Recycle Utah. This is the role that you've played in this community. So let's turn to paper and cardboard. I combined the two because people think in terms of that. Oh, in 2018, 1.25 million pounds of paper and cardboard came through your facility. Okay? 1.2. That's a big number because that takes up a lot of paper and cardboard takes up a lot of volume at the landfill. So that's the landfill is very appreciative of seeing less cardboard.
Right. And also emits a lot of methane gas from
it breaks down
paper
and generates
cardboard.
And can bacterial processes in landfill result in methane being generated by breaking down paper and cardboard. So that's an environmental saving. So it saves space and it produces less greenhouse gases when we recycle this and turn it into new paper and cardboard.
Yeah, and we've seen increases in our cardboard, especially with the rise in ordering online and Amazon. We can always tell you, Black Friday, who's having the big sales, by what kind of cardboard's coming in.
And you're seeing more and more cardboard.
Volume in our, we're seeing a ton of cardboard right now. And thankfully, there's three paper recyclers opening up in Salt Lake after China stopped accepting material in 2017. It's forced a lot of domestic markets to open back up, and I'm very hopeful for the paper and cardboard markets right here in Utah to be a great option for us looking forward. We do have some great options now, but they'll be getting even better, which is great for our increased volumes of cardboard. I think domestically we're starting to see that we as consumers are consuming more of these, and we need to find more creative ways to reuse and recycle them and put them back in the market and get them reused here locally versus sending them abroad.
Real quick, then looking at a couple other things, and then I want to turn to hazardous waste, is plastics and styrofoam. I just combined those two. In 2018, you processed roughly 220,000 pounds of plastic and styrofoam. And again, if you calculate that back, you use an average number, that's a little less because your numbers have grown year over year. Over 28 years, that's roughly 500,000 pounds of plastic and styrofoam that has, again, ostensibly stayed out of the landfill. And the landfill, you know, likes that. That's less space it's taking up and less plastic that's sitting in the landfill in perpetuity.
Right. And those are scary things. They will not decompose in our lifetime in the landfill. You know, we're talking 200 to 500 years to decompose the plastics or the styrofoam. So even your grandkids' kids might find your plastic.
That plastic will still be around.
Totally. That's kind of scary to think about, you know, right in our landfill right by Rockport. Your plastic today might be sitting in there for your grandkids' kids.
I know there are challenges in the plastic industry right now with some of that. We don't have time to talk about that. You can chat about that at another time. But by and large, recycling plastic is extremely beneficial to the environment.
Right.
All right. Last couple minutes, that's about recycling materials that otherwise would end up in the landfill and take up space and potentially generate greenhouse gases and maybe, in the case of plastics, leach out chemicals to the soil and to the groundwater. Hazardous waste.
Recycle Utah hosts two hazardous waste collection events a year, one in the spring, one in the fall. These are for Summit County residents. Hazardous waste is very expensive to dispose of, so it's kind of handled differently in each county. So that's why this is our partnership with Summit County. And let's talk about some numbers there.
Well, I just want to say, for example, paints. And this is oil-based paints, not latex, because latex paints you can actually dispose of in the landfill. You collect them, but they end up in the landfill anyway because latex is a water-based paint, and it's not as environmentally impactful as oil-based paints. And just in oil-based paints over, over the years, you've taken in tens of thousands of pounds of oil-based paints. And again, that's paint, that's a chemical that stays out of the landfill. Because again, in the absence of you running that hazardous waste collection days, people would take their cans of oil-based paint and probably throw them in the dumpster or throw them in their trash. And they end up in the landfill. And up until just this past year, the landfill has been unlined, meaning there's no impermeable barrier at the bottom of the landfill. So any chemicals that go into the landfill have the potential to leach into the soil and potentially the groundwater. So there's groundwater quality benefits here in the fact that you Recycle Utah sponsors these hazardous waste collection events. I'll give you the last word on these things. I mean, you see the value of this. It's tens of thousands of pounds of hazardous waste and chemicals that stay out of the landfill.
Right. We're able to control it with an event like this. You know, if we didn't have an event like this, someone might be putting their chemicals in their garbage can, and then that big load goes to the landfill and they didn't even see these chemicals get dumped in the landfill, and all of a sudden they have, leachate problems or something like that. So it's good to make this easy for people to drop off these items, and then we can ensure they're disposed of properly.
And one more is pharmaceuticals. Critical. Because again, pharmaceuticals, expired drugs, drugs that are no longer needed, let's say, and there's a whole universe of them. In the past, these things were either thrown in the trash or, worse, flushed down the toilet, and they get into the wastewater treatment system, and wastewater treatment plants can't treat pharmaceuticals, and then that gets into the watershed. But you collect what on average is some 1,000 pounds or so of pharmaceuticals in each year in these hazardous wastes. And again, those are chemicals, those are compounds that would end up in the landfill and threaten, in this case, the water quality, the groundwater quality beneath the landfill.
So yeah, if you have pharmaceuticals, do not flush them, do not throw them away. They can come to hazardous waste days, or they can go to any police department. They have a drop-off there. They won't even look and see who dropped off what. Everybody's just committed to making sure the stuff is disposed of properly.
All right. Well, we got to wrap up. My point on all this, these numbers are astounding. The volumes and the pounds of materials you've taken in over the 28 years that Recycle Utah has been around. You're now having to find a new home. And I hope you find a new home soon, because the role that Recycle Utah plays in this community is a value to not just the environment and to its ecology, but to this community's brand as environmental stewards. And that has to continue.
I agree. We'd like to be able to do more. I think that we've explored some programs in partnership with Summit County through the Solid Waste Master Plan, and I think to do a lot of these, we just need more space. Our one little baler and
you need more space.
We load it in there is not going to cut it if the volumes continue to increase like we're seeing.